The streets
Blog
is talking.
Talk Radio.
Streets is talking. Big Manny, where you at?
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife the first of the month. And now they're smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where at night. I give up my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get P.O.D. Bean for the green leaf. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the fuck won't creep when they roll so low. Can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll, yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave, but it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Feel the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
We'll chirp in the aftermath of Super Bowl 48. Oh my. But before we get started, what the deal, bro? How was your Super Bowl party, baby?
Oh man, you know what it was, man. You know, ate good, did all that good cooking, got all that good drink for nothing. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't even necessary, Seattle. But you have to do what you have to do. I guess defense win championship. Woo! Should have never picked against the defense, man. Them boys looked hungry, and they played great. So big ups to Seattle for getting their first championship. I wish we had a ride to get down to Seattle for the parade, because I know it's going to be off the chain when them boys get on. I can't wait. So hopefully by Wednesday, We'll have the parade. And you know what? Well, you know how to, when you win your first one. Woo-wee. People get naked. It's going to be cold. They're going to be naked out there in the cold in Seattle. But big ups to Seattle. Denver, John Elway. Like my man, OG the scorekeeper would say, better you than me.
Streak.
Yeah, you got that ass tap last night. Wasn't good, L Boogie. Wasn't good. Good old Peyton Manning. We were doing all that talking for nothing about Peyton Manning. It don't matter. Got to wait 365 more days for the next one. Can they make it again? I know we're going to get into that. I'm just messing around. A lot of NCAA mix-ups, upset. Woo, it's getting critical. You know we only 1 month away before March Madness starts. Who going to be the flu? Who going to be the last floozy to take a L in that loss column? You know what I'm saying? We got two undefeated, Syracuse and Wichita State. We don't see who's going to be the last one standing. It's a lot of hot topics today. I know. Let's get to it. I know the asylum is already bumping. We got people already calling in. Woo, it's hot. That's what I'm talking about. What's up with you, boy? How was your weekend, man? What would you have for the Super Bowl?
You know, I told a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, and I'm so glad that we had a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know, I couldn't invite, you know, you, man, you could, I didn't want to, you know, incriminate you, but halftime and beyond, we had a great Super Bowl in the streets. And you know, when I looked at Moreno, and I looked at Peyton Manning, and all I could say was, look at their faces. Oh, mercy, mercy. And I told you that guy, Cam Chancellor, was going to be key. He set the tone. Don't you think with that hit? He set the tone early. They did not get caught up with the traffic. They stayed in their lane.
It was even before the hit, man. First play of the game, you had a center hiking over Peyton Manning's head. Get a safety on the very first play in 12 seconds. That set the tone right there because you know that the defense was not going to let anything get past them. Man, even if the score would have been 2-0, the defense already did what they were supposed to do. Because you know climbing up that mountain well, against a good defense like the Seattle Super Seahawks. I wanted to call them the Seattle Super Seahawks. That's what I'm going to call them because them boys Super Bowl champions. I got to say that for a whole year. Damn. The Seattle Super Seahawks, you know what I'm saying? They put it down last night, and I think that, you know, right from the beginning, man, right soon as, you know, Denver had the perfect opportunity to go down and break the ice, but what happened? First of all, he tried to run the kickoff back thinking he hot stuff, and then you get stopped at the 14-yard line, and then what happens after that? Right over Peyton Manning head, the ball goes, and you're out of there, that 2 points. And that's what, you got to kick it off to us and the show begins from here. So it was over. And did you hear the crowd? Did it sound like a 12-man crowd? Damn, it was loud.
And let's not forget, big up to Russell Wilson being the second African-American to start in the Super Bowl game and win. Let alone it be Black History Month. We cannot forget about that. So callers, you call in, touch on some of the great things that some of our black historians have done to pave the way for us to do what we're doing in the street. Also, big up to Malcolm Smith. He becomes the third linebacker to win the MVP. He got a 69-yard picky poo for six, and he got a fumble recovery. And it's scary. You talk about maybe a dynasty, the average age of the team is 26. Pete Carroll, he's 62, but he's so young. He's just so vibrant out there. A lot of people didn't think that his loosey-goosey style would prevail in the NFL. They didn't think that that style would prevail. But guess what he did? He went to go get youngins. Now, I ask this question to you, Ro. What does this do to Peyton Manning's legacy? Is this loss embarrassing? And I keep trying to tell the streets, when Peyton Manning is under siege or suppressed with pressure, he cannot get out the way. And like I keep telling you guys in the streets, any quarterback, the greatest intimidation for a great quarterback is pressure. But it's what you do after the pressure. Can you prevail and hold up? I don't want to hear, well, they waited for the last game to have a bad game. No, you were 13-3. I don't want to hear that. Bro, you tell me, in your opinion, does this scar Peyton Manning's legacy?
You know what? I'm going to have to say yes on that one. It does scar it a little bit because he's the face of the league. He, you know, the regular season king, you know what I mean? Just won his fifth NFL MVP award before the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So it's not like he's not a relevant guy when you start talking about the NFL and who has done what. So I'm going to say this. It does scar him a little bit, but come on, man. The dude is going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that we're going to have to talk about this guy so much. Yes, we do count championships nowadays, and it's too bad for him that we have this media frenzy that we have when things don't go the superstar's way. And so, you know what? I can say this. I really got a funny feeling that he just might end up at the Super Bowl, and the next time he end up at the Super Bowl, he might just win it and go out on a golden ride, and, you know, that'll take him over the hump. But we need to chill out. Does it scar his little achievements? Yeah, of course. No quarterback wants to go to the championship game, the last game of the season, and lose. Hell, John Elway went 3 times before he won 2. You know what I mean? So it's not like the quarterback set out to go out and just, you know, be these high fame profile guys and just go out there just to stink it up. But, I mean, you got to understand who he was facing. That was the number one defense in the NFL all year long. Even though Richard Sherman went down, hey, Richard Sherman didn't have nothing to do with the game. He's just holding up his side of the field because guess what? We know you ain't going to throw it over him. And then he got hurt by friendly fire. Not once, but twice. The first one didn't put him out, but the second one did. So, you know, big ups to Seattle. Peyton Manning, yeah, takes a dash, but guess what? Even if he goes back to the Super Bowl again, hell, at least he went to the Super Bowl. How many quarterbacks have gone to the Super Bowl more times than him since 2000? It's only been a couple. You know what I mean? So, big ups to Peyton. You know, we can't talk about him being better than Joe Montana, that is. And let me ask you this, El Boogie. Did you see your boy Joe? Joe Nat Joko! Oh, he came out to flip the coin. Big pivot at him. What? Come on, man. This ain't 72.
Run away, Joe. He looked at cold in the chinchilla. Oh, it went crazy on the Twitter last night when they saw Broadway Joe, name it, that is, come in and do the coin toss. Oh, he looked so cold. People thought that the weather was going to be a difference. It wasn't. So what's the excuse for Peyton Manning now? Was it all his fault? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But you're the number one offense. You've broken all these records, and everybody was saying that you're going to win. I also got a tweet also. Floyd Mayweather said, the rumor that I put $10.4 million down on the Broncos, I didn't. And then if I did, I would have put it on Seattle. Oh, yeah, Floyd, you say that now after the game is over. We in the streets. Seattle, fundamentally sound. They caused three fumbles. They recovered two of them. One for a safety. Two picky pulls. One for six. But when Denver was down 5-0, you kept saying to yourself, Seattle, you have to get six. You have to, because you can't give Peyton Manning so many opportunities. But they did. I don't want to hear about they were holding the receivers and, you know, late hitting Peyton Manning. No. Like Mike Singletary would say, I want winners. I'd rather play with 10. I want guys who want to win. And I tell you another thing. When your defense is physical and aggressive, it gets contagious, and that makes your offensive line get aggressive, and that makes the offensive play caller be aggressive. Seattle was very physical last night with Denver. And I told you about Champ. He got burnt early. Not for six, but he got him down the field goal range on their first possession. I told you.
The hell with that, man. He was getting routed all night. He just wasn't that play. It was all night. Champ, what happened? I thought you was the best of the best. Your old teammate, DRC, put you at the top, and you just fell off the list. Come on, DRC. Where was you at last night? Where was your antennas up in this month? Some Cat Williams, you know, next Friday. Hey, bitch, where was your antennas? When they, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Them boys were getting juice last night. And that defense, same, man. Quarterback ranking. You know Peyton used to be at the top. He be hot during the game. That boy was at a 24.2 last night. Boy, Seattle, and like you say, Cam Chesler, say, man, big ups to Cam, man. That boy hit hard. And he did set the tone with that hit that he put on Demaryius Thomas, because nobody else wanted to catch the ball after that. Even though Thomas had 13 catches in the game, boy, look, you saw what he was doing. Every time he caught Carson Miller, you like, where is that boy at? Where is that number? Where's 30 at? You know what I'm saying? 31. I need to see 31. I don't see 31. So it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it goes down. Big ups to all the Seattle fans. Y'all deserve it. Get your first championship of the city. Man, they about to turn down that little needle they got down there, man. So that needle going to be about 8 feet high by the time they get done with that. They going to shake it off this, off this foundation like we be doing the field goal post at the game. So big ups to you, Seattle. That's what y'all needed. Smoke some of that good. Sit back on it. And didn't you know that a dude, L Boogie, 2 days before the Super Bowl, this fool said, you know what? I'm going to the tattoo shop and I'm going to get me a tattoo that say, got a big old bird on his arm that say Super Bowl champions 2 days before the Super Bowl was even played. Send a tweet out today and say, come find it. You know what I mean? That's how you do it. He already knew his team was going to win it. Big ups to you, Seattle. Pete Carroll. Damn. USC. And now the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, that makes people forget about USC. You know what I'm saying? So you just did your thing. Keep playing loosey-goosey. Keep getting them good players in the third, fifth, seventh round. Keep building your squad. Keep them young, too. Do your thing. Can they repeat, L Boogie? Let me ask you that before we go to a commercial. Can they repeat?
I'll give them a chance. If everybody's back healthy, and the way they play together, and Russell Wilson is only going to get better because, like I said, he didn't do much. But one thing Russell Wilson has shown me is that you have a formula and the chains are 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6, and you have a guy like Russell Wilson who's elusive, who doesn't make bad decisions, and he's only going to grow. And Percy Harvin gets healthy, yes, they have a good chance of repeating. Remember, Simeon Rice didn't even play. He only played 4 games in the season. So when they get these guys back healthy on offense and experience that curse, Mr. Baldwin, Golden Tate, their rookie tight end, the other Wilson, and you already have the beast in the backfield. And I have to give Denver credit. They slowed down Mr. Lynch, but with a short field, Russell Wilson did not have to do much. So, street question of the night, where do you rank in your archives of defenses in the Super Bowl? Where do you rank them? I mean, you got the 85 Bears. You got the 2000 Ravens. You got the 89 Giants. You got the 94 Cowboys.
Wait, we talking about the defenses or just the team as a whole?
We're talking about the defense.
So the LOB, where would I rank the LOB? And what versus who?
Versus the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, the 89 Giants, the 94 Cowboys, the Steel Curtain 75, and the Purple People Eaters of the Minnesota Vikings. Think about it. When we come back from commercial, we're going to get into the asylum. I keep telling the world, stop putting Peyton Manning up there. He's not the GOAT. You cannot mess with Joe Cool, man. He's not even top five.
Oh, there you go, being disrespectful again.
When we come back, we go way into the asylum. Oh, my. University of Arizona, number one team, has got knocked. New top 10 out in NCAA basketball. We got the NBA. Let's go.
Pull up in that automatic cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they singing me. Girls on the pole yelling make me rich,
yeah.
Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit,
no.
All in my zone, all on my own,
yeah.
Open that pack,
yeah.
Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home, yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Circles in the air, heard that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women. One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun, low key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippin'. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it.
That's what Seattle was saying to Denver.
So buy another ride.
That's what Seattle was saying to Denver. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You live with your boy T-Ro and L Boogie. What impressed you most about Seattle yesterday in a blowout victory?
Yeah. You still in this bitch. What impressed me most? How the defense of Seattle just bottled up. I can't believe Peyton Manning couldn't score no points until 1 second left in the third quarter. I mean, he was shut down three whole quarters, man. Damn, 45 minutes was a shutout? Peyton Manning? Now, that's something that I could say I never thought I'd see today. Well, Peyton Manning been shut out for 45 minutes in a game, in a 60-minute game. You know why I think it was so bad, El Boogie? Because the commercial wasn't shit this year. It wasn't nothing to take your minds off of the game. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, that was some bullshit. Let me look at another. Let me just. I can't even change the channel because I might miss the best commercial. But it wasn't no good commercials on last night. What was up with that?
That wasn't the street question of the night. There were no commercials that really caught my eye. And you kept on the channel to see if it was going to manifest, but it never materialized at all. Wow. Again, street question of the night. Where does the LOB, the Legion of Boom, rate with the Super Bowl performance of a defense? And you Peyton Manning guys who picked them? It's not a good month, and it's first of the month. We know that you had to pay bills, and you had to pay off your bet with Peyton Manning.
Hey, man, slow up with that, man. Yeah.
They thought they was going to get free this month. They thought Peyton Manning was going to pay their rent. Streets.
Yeah, that's why I don't gamble too much. I bet 200 pennies on Peyton Manning. So you do the math. I ain't lose too much. 200 bronze things. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lose too much, man. I ain't trying to. Hey, man, it wasn't embarrassing, but it was a shock. And I know that, you know, a lot of teams work to get to the Super Bowl. But come on, man. I don't think Tom Brady would have been, you know, hell. Well, I ain't going to say that because the game before the Super Bowl, hell, he only had 3 points going into the fourth quarter. So. You know. I don't know, man. If I had to rate Seattle's defense before we get to the side of, yeah, man, the LOB, man, the Legion of Boom, the boys up there, man. Because, I mean, just to physically dominate the game, 8 points? 8 points? I mean, that's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? 8 points. Peyton Manning, 8 points in 45 minutes. So I'm going to say this. The only team that I can really say that, you know, when I was growing up and I feared these dudes just watching them on TV, man, that would be the 85 Bears with Michael Fingerteri and all them boys, Richard Dent and, you know, Refrigerator and all them other boys. And then the 89 Giants with Lawrence Taylor. And Marshall played for Chicago, but I mean, you just think of all the guys that played for the New York Giants on that defense when they won the championships back to back. You know what I'm saying? Joe Theismann got his leg broke messing around with them Giants. You know what I'm saying? And then the 94 Cowboys with Haney and Dion and Woodson and But if you think about it, man, where were the Oakland Raiders, you know, with Tatum? And, I mean, they just have so many boys, you know what I mean? It's just, I mean, it don't matter where you put them, man. You put them up there and talk about those guys in the same conversation where we've been naming. Those guys are up there, man. They run fast and they run to hit hard. That's what I love. I put them up there, man. Top five. Top five for sure. The Ravens, Ray Lewis, and what the hell? Well, he out to he kill somebody. Straight. He just stabbed the nigga in the mud.
I want to give a special shout-out to the restaurant down in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Liberty Street, A Taste of Heaven. Big up to the chef down there. Want to give a big shout-out to them before we continue, before we get into the asylum. The Legion of Boom, we'll see. Because as we go, and, you know, the Tampa Bay defense, they have some Hall of Famers. You know, should we count how many Hall of Famers each team will have at the end? So they're just on the cusp. That's what's so scary about them. This is not the beginning. They've been coming on strong under Pete Carroll, but in the playoffs, 3 out of his 4 years. And they keep growing. They might repeat. If not repeat, they will be there. So, when you got a guy like Deion Sanders, Charles Haley, and you know, the list goes on, it's tough. Troy Aikman didn't have to do nothing. He got in the Hall of Fame on them.
52. That's all I got to say. Anybody put up 52? Yeah. Check your stats on TA, baby.
Streets, T-Ro, who we got coming in first, man?
Man, you know what we got to do, man. We got to take it to the chef, man, because I know the chef been waiting. He, you know, he's doing certain things while he got the restaurant moving. So let's get out the chef real quick, man, because we know he's a busy dude. Hey, yo, chef, man, you know, it's Monday. It's after the Super Bowl, man, and you know, I'm pretty sure you would like us stop watching the game probably after the second quarter. You know what I'm saying? Thinking and hoping on a prayer that something was going to happen until Percy broke our neck. What's up with the chef this evening?
Oh, man, listen, man. The streets is talking. Y'all live right in the restaurant right now. We got a lot of important people in here, man. So I got to definitely give a big shout-out to the president of the PNC Bank, William Demchek, man. He live with us right now, man. Got his little customers. I got his little scenery over there going on. You know, it's extravagant in here tonight, man. We got the streets talking on the radio, booming through the whole restaurant, man. You know, it's a celebration. What's up?
Man, Chef, let me ask you this first, man, because I was one of those guys who picked Peyton Manning because I can't talk about Peyton Manning 365 more days to the next Super Bowl, and I don't even know if he's going to make it to the next Super Bowl. What do you think was the problem last night with Peyton Manning and the Denver offense not getting it going? Was it the first play, or was it the big hits that Seattle started laying on him early in the first quarter?
No! Hey, listen, man, even though I'm in my scenery, man, you know how what? They don't know this side, man. How can we sit up here and say it was just last night? Look at the brutal attacks the Seahawks been doing all season. They've been brutalizing guys. No, stop it. Listen, man, they played mental chess with them guys from week one in the preseason. They put hits on Peyton Manning and them in the preseason. Do y'all remember that? Peyton Manning ain't played. Do y'all remember what they did to the Denver Broncos? They put hits on them then. They interpret fear in their hearts, man. They kill a body.
Do you remember?
Body.
Because you picked Denver.
Absolutely. Guess why? Guess why, El Biggie? I try to put. Listen, El Biggie, look. I picked Denver Friday. I got a phone call from Young Dez to play for Youngstown State and T-Mac off of 93rd and Huff. They called me. They say, bruh, keep your money in your pocket. Listen, man, my OG called me. My OG never called me, man. This man never calls me ever. He always sends a message at me. So he called me. He like, man, I bet you $500, and I ain't giving you your money back. I say, man, hold on, man. I say,
now that's a good dude right there. That's a good dude right there.
Man, OG, my father never called me, never did in his life. Never calls me, man. Never. He called me. He said, I take your $500. Oh, my God. I picked Peyton Manning, and I died with Peyton Manning. I didn't put my money up. Guess what I did? I invested it. You know what I invested it on? Controversy. And my controversy is this. his True Cutter show, ladies and gentlemen. I should have said 8 weeks ago. Remember that, y'all? I said, can we sit up here and say that Russell Wilson is the best quarterback out now? Y'all remember the controversy that I stirred on the waves then? Do y'all remember that? Do y'all remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
I said this 8 weeks ago. I also stood up here and said that the Seattle Seahawks, the New Orleans Saints, the Denver Broncos, or the New England Patriots would not be in the Super Bowl. Y'all remember when I said that?
Yes.
I said that, and I said it live Friday. I said, listen, I'm taking Peyton Manning. First playoff the series, y'all see what that man did? Y'all, listen, you want me to tell you the difference between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady? When the New England Patriots lose, the whole burden go on Tom Brady. You want to see what Tom Brady do? He accepted. It's on me. Man, Peyton Manning pointing the finger here and there and Antarctica, Switzerland. He, man, listen. What happened last night is Black History Month. It's Black History Month. The black fist is in the air, the most important symbolized that ever reached mankind. They showed us why we are containable. Man, they put a black quarterback in a Super Bowl in the month of February.
Woo!
Man, you know how many assassinations that happened last night if they would have lost?
Man.
Woo!
Man. They got titter-tatter last night. Let me ask you, what does this do for Peyton Manning legacy? Does it tarnish it or what's up with that?
Y'all know I ain't no Peyton Manning fan. Y'all know that. Y'all know I ain't no Denver Broncos fan. And it shows why I've never been saying what I've been saying all year. Wes, he has to fight, he runs. He don't stand tall, he runs. That's what
happened. Yeah, he can barely do that. They were getting at him last night.
Hey, can I say this, man? Now, y'all know I'm acting real professional ignorant, but at the same time, it's the streets. It's the streets. Listen, what happened to the number one offense?
That number one defense showed him that, hey, you got to come with it. I didn't know where Eric Decker was last night. If it wasn't for Wes Welker catching a crossing pass on 3rd and 14, I wouldn't know he was in the game either. Only person I saw last night was Demarius. What happened to Julius Thomas?
Man,
what happened to that guy?
Man, what happened to Wes Welker? Why he ain't put them hits down like you supposed to put them hits down? Listen, I don't understand. It's a problem going on. My father said this. My father called me at 1 o'clock this morning. He knew I was in the kitchen. He knew I had a long day today. My father stood up and said, son, I said, Pops, why you keep calling me, man? Well, I'm going to die or something. He said, no, listen. In 1920s, in the 20s, in the World Series, something similarly happened like this. I said, man, so why are you calling me telling me this? He said, research it. Guess what I did? I researched it. It happened again 96 years later. It happened again. You can't rank a number one against a number one, the only time it had ever been in a World Series. And we see why. It was retributional. It was disrespectful. Who in the Hall of Fame or Congo ever should have picked Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl game? Did y'all see the look on Eli Manning's face? It was mad. What? Give me Eli.
Look at them faces!
Hey, I told y'all Marshawn Lynch would not beat the Denver Broncos. I told y'all that. I told you it's going to be the trick plays. It's going to be the disrespect that I knew they was going to come at. Man, they knew this. Man, put me back there, man. Make me a defensive coordinator. You knew what was going to happen. Man, Percy Harvin was hitting the corners. They be looking at Percy Harvin just looking. He gone. He gone.
Yeah,
He's looking like you
say. They didn't know he had the ball. They were looking at the quarterback like, yeah, what's that? And I'm ready now.
Yeah.
The fool running 25 yards down the field. You missed him.
Man, yeah, man. Yeah. It's a lot of things going on, man. The streets is talking, man, and I'm talking with it. And listen, I ain't too hype. But listen, I'm about to do something I did last night. I'm about to cut the Super Bowl short. Let's talk about these games that we've seen this weekend. I'm only going to speak about one. I'm going to speak about one because you're going to see why.
Duke and Syracuse.
Ah, That's the only game I want to speak about. Shout out to them Duke boys, man, because they put up a hard fight without Jabari Parker and two of the leading scorers on the bench due to fouls and throwing out the game. Oh, my God, they put up a fight. They took Syracuse to his limits. Let me tell y'all something, man. Wichita State will be the last undefeated team in the NCAA. Oh, Sasha, controversy, Sheldon just said it, and I said it, and I'm telling y'all they will be the last undefeated team.
I got Syracuse. Syracuse play in a better bracket, in a better conference, and they know how to play these games all the way down to the end. They got their hands full tonight in Notre Dame, but I think Wichita State, you know, got that weak schedule. And, you know, that mid-major always lose to some old odd crazy team. Now, if Syracuse lose, you know, they're going to lose to somebody like Duke, North Carolina, somebody like North Carolina just might find a way to beat them. They play good at home, but we'll see. We'll definitely see because they got routed in the Carrier Dome a couple weeks ago, or last month, let us say.
Oh, El Boogie! Do you see, have you been so contained this whole weekend? Like, I know, El Boogie, you do this sports and you love basketball, El Boogie. This is something I know about you, man. I've been watching you dropping people off for 20-plus years. You've been doing this. Can you tell me what's going on in this Cleveland Cavaliers locker room?
Let me tell you. The thing that's wrong with the Cleveland Cavaliers is the coach.
The coach?
He needs to be whacked. If you look at the only offense that he runs, remember when LeBron James was the quarterback to everything? It looks familiar. Kyrie Irving has taken over where LeBron James left off. That's Mike Brown's offense.
Hold on. It wasn't no fighting in the locker room, man. The only thing happened
was...
Yes,
it was. The LeBron James and LeBron James, that's fighting in the locker room. like Jake was saying, jealousy in the air tonight, and I can tell.
Boy, they lost this marble. That was 7 years. After 7 years, man, and then LeBron couldn't take it when he found out through the streets. You know what I'm saying? That's why we here, man. You know, he had to find out through us. He didn't even know what was going on.
T-Roy, you missing the message, man. The star player wasn't getting punched on. Kyrie just, listen, they bring this soft man in. He just continues to keep getting punched on. What is the conflict between him and Deion Waiters? Luol Deng, I read a big sports article. He said it is the most, this locker room is a mess. The coaches don't have no control over it. The players is on the run in the locker room. The anger, the attitudes, oh, my God, everybody's on their period.
Listen to this. Let me tell you something, sir, before we get to the street question of the night. You want me to tell you what's wrong with that locker room? Now, the streets is talking. Anytime you have a player get dismissed from a team because he's assumed or assumptions that he's fornicated with an assistant coach wife,
Hollywood.
And then you have Deion Waiters sucker punch the star player and he's running around with a mask on? you tell me who's running the asylum. Now, street question of the night. Before I let you go, sir, because I know you're doing a lot, and I want to say give a big shout-out to the PNC president, man. We appreciate them listening, man. And you know, for him to be in your restaurant, that's a blessing in this Black History Month. But let me ask you this street question of the night. Where did you compare the Seattle Seahawks defense to the other great defenses that, you know, we've compared them to?
Well, being seriously and being honest, you know, because history always talks and it always repeats itself. I was born in 1996. The closest thing I ever seen in this was the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. I missed that 85 Bears season. I wasn't out the room yet. I haven't never seen a game. You know what that game looked like last night? It looked like Alabama versus Notre Dame last year. No fight. Did you even pitch the man? I never seen no game like this ever. Like, and I was highly, like, I feel bad for the people who purchased the tickets. There is not Seattle Seahawks fans. The game that we seen last night, man, was a diminishing of a career that was great in a season possessive, but I think this is his last season. I haven't seen. No, man, listen, that was real football we seen last night, ladies and gentlemen. Real football. Was it paid off? I don't think you can pay money no money. So I don't believe that. I don't care about the hype. I don't believe that. We seen hard hit last night. We seen no flags ready. It was great football last night, and I had to be commended on it. I'm just glad that I'm witness, that I'm here to see that, man. I see that with my own two eyes. I wish I could tell my season on life about this game, like when I talk about it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference from watching the tape of a replay, but watching it live and seeing everything transpire, how it transpired, oh, man, it was amazing. So big ups to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos for giving us that type of performance. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we feel you. We know where you're coming from.
Oh, and listen, well, y'all sit up here and told me, y'all said Black History Month, man. So I'm about to give y'all a little bit of something. I got to give, during my 5 years, man, my incarceration, I became real in tune with myself. I picked up a book. It was called The Soledad Brothers. They kept talking about George Jackson this, George Jackson that. So I went into my insights and I wanted to learn more about George Jackson. He was 18 years old. He was sentenced to 1 year to life for it wasn't nothing affirmative that he robbed a gas station for $70. But he was sentenced to 1 year to life, and he was end up killed in St. Quentin State Prison back in 71. During his time, that 7 year sentence, he became part of the guerrilla family. he spent most of his days in the hole, but the part with him is his intellect was so deep that he was really a psychopath, which means is the things that he was speaking upon then is actually happening now. Like he was described as an egocentric, or he was real antisocial, because he put all his magic tool into them books. He wrote down everything. He sent letters home to his family. Well, this man was killed in 1971. This man is really my motivation, my hero, my inspiration. He's the reason why I changed my life. The words this man said and redeemed himself and how he was killed, it was treacherous, but at the same time, it was life then. We need to come together, because he once said this: anybody can talk what you want to talk, but till you put it into actions, it means nothing. So his words is, patience has its limits. You take it too far, and it's cowardice. The streets is talking, man. Controversy self, man. Taste of heaven. 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm telling friends. They go tell more friends. We tell the friends, man. It's a big celebration. We stop listening, man. This we, you know what we doing right now? We having church. We having church. Church. Preach. It's church. Let me tell you why. Because Jesus wants you to turn up in the church. We have a church. The walls is about to break down. The angels is knocking on the wall. They about to break down. We having church, man. Man, I love y'all, man.
Okay, man. We love you too, yeah. Chef. Man, yeah, keep it going, man. And listen, one more time, can you let the world know where you are? Where can we get in touch with you on?
Okay, Instagram, man. ATASTEOFHEAVEN _ 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You want cakes? We got cakes. You want pastries? We got pastries. If you a cop and I don't deal with you, guess what? We got donuts and coffee for you. If you love Jesus, fool, we touching souls, man. I am the creator, and I am running my profound business, and I have a whole team running it with me. We a team. The streets is talking.
No doubt. We appreciate that, Chef. Now listen to this. We about to go to a commercial, and when we come back from the commercial, we're going to get a first-time caller. My man DJ Wolf down there in Cleveland, Ohio, and he got some apparel and stuff he wants to, you know what I mean, talk about. So we got you. AD Mac, we see you. Skeeter Mo, we see you, baby. Super Bowl edition. The streets is talking.
8 to 10 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. Let's go.
Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just pee rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got you be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them titties.
A lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay win. And I say church, we make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.
Just bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay win. And I say church, we make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord forgive me for my sin. I'm just trying to win and she a devil in that dress. But if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. She wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm trying to hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron
all day. It's rock all in my bottle. She was on that reposado. And I take her up to Rado. And this bitch, I'm spinning like I hit Salado. Cause it's Salado.
We in the building. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We giving it to you from a street perspective. We just had the chef in the building, all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And give us your input on the Super Bowl. We know it wasn't all Peyton Manning's fault, but do we give that much credit to the LOB, the Legion of Boom? Was that a great game or what? Duke and Syracuse. What's your take on that? The NBA. They coming. Street question of the night. Where do you rate Seattle Seahawks defense after their performance in the Super Bowl? Oh, it's frenzy. And it's Black History Month. You got to give us your take on Black History Month. The chef just blessed us.
He took us to church. We in the building. Amen. So, Ro, bring in our first-time caller, man. Oh, man, special guest all the way from the land. Yo, DJ Wolf, how you doing, sir? What's up, nephew?
What's going on, Unc L Boogie?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. First of all, let me say this. I want to give a shout-out to you, and I want you to tell the world a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing and your apparel and those type of things. Give some information about yourself, where they can get in contact with you and how they can, you know, get some of your things, you know what I mean, online and Instagram and things, Twitter and things like that. And if you guys don't know, he's one of the hottest DJs in Cleveland, Ohio. He's been around the country. But, you know what I'm saying, DJ, well, can you tell them a little bit about yourself, how they can get in touch with you, sir?
Well, y'all can always make sure to get on DJ Ryan Wolf, man, official DJ of the Cleveland Browns, Radio 1 Cleveland. Definitely, like, my Instagram, Twitter, both the same, at DJ Ryan Wolf. You know, just come check that out to see, you know, the stuff I'm doing. Got a couple things branching off with apparel and just other things. Not even more apparel, but I started something called the Believe in Browns Club. It's really just a movement, man. I'm tired of people saying they can't make it in Cleveland, or they be complaining about, you know what I'm saying, that they can't do this and that. Man, I don't think those people are working, man. I understand the adversities, man, but we can do, man, I'm going to make it wherever I'm at, man. So I don't, you know, I started the Believe in Browns Club because I just want people to understand, like, man, you got to believe in yourself. You can do anything you want to do. You put your mind to it. So, like I said, man, DJ Ryan Wolf is, like, my Twitter, my Instagram, and you can just check it out. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple things to see. Some pictures of my life, silly guy. I like to kick it. I'm out networking, connected, all of that. So, you know, just a little something.
Oh, that's big, DJ Wolf. Man, this your boy T-Ro, co-host of the street. Man, glad to hear that you're doing big things for the city of Cleveland, man. We need people like you out there doing your things. It's people like you and the chef that keep us inspired here with the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, man, keep doing your thing, man. And, hey, I know you repping Cleveland, man. You say you the official DJ of the Cleveland Browns. Tell me what it's going to take for the Cleveland Browns to get it turned around, Big Pimpin'.
Man, I really think, man, we need a QB, man. I really think that's hurting us. Like, and before, man, I'm really a basketball guy, man. Hell no. You know, I used to hoop. But I watched football here and there, but, you know, when they got me as a DJ, I really just started paying attention. And I felt like we had the potential to be good. Like, we definitely had the quarterback problem with Wheaton, Hoyer, you know what I'm saying, Campbell, just people getting injured. Wheaton, he's terrible. And, you know what I'm saying, and that's just my opinion, man. I don't even want to talk about my Brownies because I love them all. But so that was, let me not even say he's terrible. He just made some bad decisions. So, like, I felt like we have a good team. Like, our defense, man, I think we had one of the top defenses in the league, man. We have a great defense, man. We just was lacking in quarterbacks, man. Our wide receiver, man, Josh Gordon is one of the best wide receivers in the league, hands down. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like we kept messing up. We had a little run. Hoyer got injured. I don't know. I was still trying to see where he was at, like, if he was really good. But we won 3 games straight with him. You know, Wheaton came back, and then we took some L's. Campbell came, and then we had some spurts. I thought we was, you know, going to do something. But I just feel we lacking that quarterback situation. Like, the whole thing with even, you know, firing Chud and all that was, like, you know, kind of crazy to me, too. Like, I don't think we gave him a chance, but I just, we need a QB. That's my opinion, man, so, you know.
That's what's up. Now, let me ask you this. Your new offensive coordinator that was signed yesterday in Kyle Shanahan used to work with the Washington Redskins. Is there any chance or any talk out there in the city that he might try to bring Kirk Cousins to the organization?
Man, when it comes, I really have no idea. I'm out the loop with that. I don't know. I'm just waiting to see what we do, man. I just, you know, I have no idea what's going on with nothing.
That's what's up.
But I know you follow basketball. What was your take on the Duke-Syracuse Classic?
You know what's so crazy is I've been so busy on the move, I have not got to watch any college basketball games at all. So I don't even know. I heard people talking about it. I was just at my dude's shop, and they was talking about it, and I didn't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even been watching any college games at all. I know they got the one kid.
I know you into the NBA, because I know you be at the games. What's going on with your Cleveland Cavaliers, and what do you think about KD's performance the 12-game streak of over 30 points?
The Cavs, I don't, man. We just... I don't know, man. Kyrie is – I don't know what's going on with the Cavs, man. I just know we have a great star in Kyrie. I hope he ain't getting fed up and getting mad. You know what I'm saying? I don't – sometimes I think he do too much, but he's definitely an all-star. So, you know what I'm saying, even have him on the team. You know, we got Dane. He's been balling out. But I don't know what the Cavs can do. We need a lot of help with the Cavs, man. It ain't even just like one or two pieces that'll make it. We need some help with the Cavs.
There you have it, DJ Wolf. We appreciate you being on the line, and I need you to do this for me. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
What's up? Yes, sir.
Man.
Straight.
Yo, Ro, we got a first-time caller calling in from GA. My man, Mac Fetty. Mac Fetty, you on the line with us?
Yo, what the deal?
Mac Fetty, what's up with it, Pivot? Welcome to the streets, man. Man,
yeah.
First time caller. Hey, what team you repping in the NFL, Big Pivot?
NFL, man, you know what? I was rolling with San Fran, you know, last year and whatnot. But I kind of jumped ship because I wanted to see Peyton Manning get it in.
And tell us, what was your thoughts about the Super Bowl last night? Was it something that you thought could happen to Peyton Manning, or did the Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom defense just turn it up a notch last night?
Nah, you know what I think it was? I think it was all about the boogies. I think Las Vegas got paid big time. They beat the everybody lost trying to cover the spread except for the money. You mean, you know what I mean?
Las Vegas, big homie.
You gotta keep the money. If you said take it to the street be talking about money, right?
Already.
That's how they want it. Everything is about money. Everybody about money. So you think they care about Peyton Manning?
Peyton got paid even though he took an L.
Look, how could you go and set records all about no other quarterback did this, nobody ever did this? He been precise all year, going to, you know what I'm saying, just getting it to the receivers all year. Now all of a sudden you overthrowing, you can't touch nobody, they defense that good? Come on, you a pro. If you a pro, you get it in too.
And you Peyton Manning out of all people in the Super Bowl who we thinking was going, you know, I betted 200 bronze pennies, and, you know, I thought I was going to come up on top. But those who bet more than me, man, I could do it. And for instance, Floyd Money, talking about $10.4 million, I don't think I could have done that, player. I just can't.
Right,
I ain't got the cash.
You figure if he bet with the bookies, he lost too. The point spread was what was the point spread? They figured it was going to be like a 3-point differential, defense, blah, blah, is going to be three. Come on, now everybody knows. Unless you was just at the house betting, like you said, 200 penny blah, okay, you might love that, but the boogies came up big.
They came up super big. They came up super big. Now let me ask you this, Mac Fetty. Who is your favorite NBA squad?
Man, you know what? I rose with the Cavs just because that's where I'm from, on the ridge tip, you know what I'm saying? So I'm used to my sorry teams. But, you know, I mean, it's like I'm a basketball fan, so I don't really you know, have a favorite team. I just like the sport.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. The Indiana Pacers signed Andrew Bynum yesterday. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's good for them if Bynum going to show up. You know what I'm saying? He can't come in selling Girl Scout cookies on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? He got to come on and want to play. I mean, if Bynum went with like a Kevin Garnett, somebody that make you, you know, make that, you know, make you want to play, put that fierceness in you, give you that heart, that'd be a little different. But Roy Hibbert, you know, he ain't the roughest, toughest guy. He's just tall and, you know, he learning his position. I think he could be better, you know. So with Bynum, he still might be a little passive. Ain't nobody on that team that's got that killer instinct to make him want to play.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now he can be in the top-notch organization where he can be like, oh, the facility is nice and, you know, the way everything works is top-notch. You know, you may feel like that, but you're a pro. That's how you're supposed to dress every day, like a pro. You know what I'm saying? So and who's going to toughen him up? Who's going to make him want to ball? You know, when he come off, it's good that he can come off the bench for them, another big man. You know, that's good, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. That's what's up. That's what it is. Let me ask you this. You follow that college game real tough, too?
Yeah, I watch college, too.
Okay, that's what's up, McFadden. Let me ask you this. In this college game, Syracuse is taking over the number one spot. There's only two teams that are undefeated in NCAA, Syracuse and Wichita State. Which one of those two teams is going to be the first to take an L?
Oh, man. Take an L is probably going to be Syracuse because they got their brothers on the team. They got a good coach, but they got the brothers. See, them white boys from Wichita, they got that basic pass the ball, bounce dribble over the head, shoot the perfect jumper. You know, they're going to keep it. They're going to execute straight to the letter. But you got the brothers, you know what I'm saying? I think they're going to be Syracuse, probably be the first to take an L, though. But Arizona, that's my team. They're going to come back. They're going to take it, though.
What happened the other day against Cal? Is the loss to the person who got injured, is that a big loss for U of A, or can they manage to, you know, do what they've been doing all season?
No, that's you wanna when you're undefeated, the best thing that can happen to you is a loss, because now that relieves the burden. Now you don't got to keep trying to be perfect and try to keep winning. Now you're lost. So now let's just get out there and play ball.
But they did lose that big man to an ACL injury, too. That's going to be real key.
Oh, they lost their big man?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they lost the big man. Then they might need to recruit Viner. They might need to get Viner back or get Lamar. They might need to get Lamar to start over. They might need to call Lamar.
Man, so, man, let me ask you this. It's Black History Month. I want to ask you, you know, something special that touched you during these, you know, your years and just, you know what I mean, doing the Black History projects and things like that coming up, or some type of motivation.
Oh, man, you know what? The real deal, Holyfield, true to the earth, Mandela. Mandela, man, it don't get no truer than Mandela, man. Motivation for all of us, trying to do good, lifting up a nation, man. Still go to jail for years, still trying to lift up the blacks. Then your wife want to divorce you, still come out of jail, still lifting up a nation. And Mandela, man, that's the Mandela is the word, man. Mandela.
There you have it.
That's
Church, you down on, we see you. Hey, yo, McFetty, it's one thing I want to tell you. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, you already know. That's what's up.
Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m., 347-855-8896. When we come back, we're going to get with Don Wyman. We're going to talk some more of this NBA, you know what I'm saying, the college basketball. And shout out to my little nephew, man, Derek Thomas, on signing day Wednesday. He's going to sign a letter of intent to Youngstown State, man, St. Ed, DB. Shout out to you, man. He followed the blueprint. Another kid from the good. We keep producing.
Oh, yeah, man, that's big right there. You know, big shout out to the youngsters. And hopefully there's going to be a lot of signings on Wednesday, so we'll be able to keep up with that too. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my mama, L Boogie. You know, I see your mama. I see you checking out the show. Hope everything good.
But, I love you, mama.
You know, moms be following the football. If the Cowboys ain't playing, she'll watch one game, and that'll be the Super Bowl. And I know she wasn't excited about watching that last night. So, you know, I see your mama. We see you. And I'll definitely give you a call tomorrow, mama. You know what I mean? So, once again, man, big ups to all the Seattle Super Seahawks. God, you got to put the super in the front of their word now. Super Bowl champion. God, Russell Wilson, second year. Went on up there and did the dippity-doo-dah-dee. You know what I mean? That's how we get down, man. Happy birthday to the sports officials, too. My bad yesterday, sports officials. We'll get it together, you know what I mean? Them are boys right there, man. We'll be back, you know, every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Man, it's the streets is talking. L Boogie like to tell them all the time, man. You got to tell a friend, tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You in the street, Super Bowl edition, Black History Month. And our birthday is on President's Day as well. We gonna do it big. Let's go.
Go to school is what you tell us. But niggas in school is scared of the good fellas. We got the yayo. You can just say no, but nobody makes a fucking move until I say so. That's how it is. That's how it's gonna be, kids. When you grow up, who the fuck you wanna be? Like me, your black superhero. Got enough zero to hide Rob Shapiro. Your honor, I'ma have to get rid of ya, because it ain't no trivia about my flat in West Bolivia. I blew the jury a kiss. They rather dismiss than swim with the big fish. You fucking guppy.
Gangsters make the
sagging, waving my flag, and never will I ease up, nigga, so stop basking. See, I was taught as a tiny looking on a set. It's all about the pussy and money, fuck the rest. Nigga, but take it, fuck a take a leg when I'm seeking. All the jury and the money, so miss me with that preaching, teaching, fuck all that bullshit. I wanna slang gay like Noriega, sit back, watch my paper, collect like the IRS. As I kick it with 50 bitches all on my dick just like a president. And like the police, I want a gang of killers all on my side. That's down the line, more crooked of the St. Nines with ride. On my behalf while I call shots, as if I was Saddam Hussein, jacking motherfuckers for Dana Danes. Hated by many, but I don't care, cause I'd rather be feared than loved, with a pocket full of dubs. Cause gangsta, gangsta make the world go round, and if you want a peace, then you best to be down. So quit chastising me, analyzing me, and like the escorts, look over your shoulder, nigga, we plain to see. Crooked ass cowards.
Gangsters make the world.
World be spinning, niggas been spinning since the beginning. History's a trip, so I peep when I'm reading. Niggas probably grew weed in the garden of feeding before big bowling. Sex cards and loot is like bitches been scandalous, vice forbidden fruit. But gangsters don't deal with that shit on the west side, and since they regulating hoes, I rose with the best side. So check it, as my lifetime is ticking, coming up strong, licking and flipping chickens. Need cheese in the mouth of cheese. I gave up sports to slang cheese, but blamed it on my knees. Make sure I got what I need to make up your order. Everything from baggage, triple beans, to jugs for my water. Like a snitch, like a bitch, a world full of drama. drug paraphernalia being found by my mama. Drama brings the sad song your mama seen, just served your ass. You on your way to kill a king, nigga. So now I stand with heat in hand for my whole life span, cause evil lurks the land. Plus I got a packet with this gangbang jacket, gotta hold it, keep it loaded, devoted, since quoted, for show one note. Got the ups on these prankers while my world keep twisting as a West Side gangster. For life, nigga.
Gangsters make the
I know you smell the money.
Hit six for the 9-6, nigga.
Gangsters make the world go round. West Side.
West Side.
Northwest, that is. They are the king of the hill. Seattle Seahawks. L.O.B. Legion of Boom. They was gangster last night. Also, we want to give a big shout out to the Hall of Famers, Michael Strahan, Anitas Williams, Walter Jones, Ray Guy, Claude Humphrey, Andre Reed, and Derrick Brooks from Florida State University, I might add. Know what I mean?
Everybody know what school that boy went to, man. Everybody know about Derrick Brooks. He ain't got to highlight that. What school did Ray Guy go to?
You tell me.
I can't. That's Providence or something. I don't know how the hell he got in the league.
He went to USC.
He did?
OG can keep score for me, man, from the sports officials. He can score for me. Big up to the OG scorekeeper. Heaven on you.
Oh, I can't even disrespect Ray Guy. I thought he was, you know, a kicker status. You know what I'm saying? Lightfoot with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to get in trouble with the airways. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was light with the feet on it. You know what I'm saying? Well, big up to all the guys who made it in. You know, Warren Sapp apologized to Michael Strahan. He said he's sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's when you go to school and you know, the teacher says, hey, just apologize. You know, he's in the school now. He's in the Hall of Fame. So he has a bigger standard. Another note on the street sweep. NCAA basketball come out with their new top 10. My Syracuse Orange men, they're number one. U of A, number two. Florida, number three. Wichita State at 23-0 is number four. San Diego State, big up to Coach Fisher out there, 19-1. Villanova, 19-2. They're six. Cincinnati, they're number seven. Kansas is eight. Michigan State is nine. And Michigan is 10. Does these rankings mean anything going into the tournament? This is where you need to get hot. The second time that you play your opponent, your conference opponent, then you have to go into the tournament ready to play. And I may I stand to be correct. The Ray Guy went to Southern Miss. He didn't go to USC. Correction. To the world. We want to get this right in the streets. No false information. Numbers don't lie. Do you think that Peyton Manning is still the best? For you guys out there who be talking all the junk in the world, old Peyton Manning is great. I keep trying to tell you. When your booty hole get tight, things get different. He's 11-12 in the playoffs. His career. 1-2 is a Super Bowl participant. And don't give me that crap talking about, oh, you just, you know, you're lucky if you just get the one. But you're Peyton Manning. You have numbers. It's that time, Peyton. Time to hang it up. It's time to walk on the mountain and be like Ric Flair and say, woo!
Man, why you being so disrespectful, man? You calling PM out like that, man? That's not even cool, man. Why you calling Pay, man? You say, God, walk down that aisle like Ric Flair. Woo! You know how Ric Flair be stepping, too. He got that mean step. You got to shake something when you're stepping with Ric Flair. I'm going to take it back to the NCAA. You asked that question, does the rankings mean anything? Hell no, you know the rankings don't mean nothing until we get down to March. We got about 24 more days. We don't see who belong where. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we'll see who's still standing in 24, 25 more days. March Madness right around the corner. You better get your money ready because you know Vegas going to be cheating. You heard what Mac Vinny said. Vegas got to get that tape.
Make the world go round. The economy shot up with that one. We really need to go to Vegas now. They'll let us win a little bit now because they won a lot last night. Man, let's get to the asylum, man.
Let's go to Don Juan the Prince real quick, man. Holla at Don Juan, because I know he got a lot to talk about off that Super Bowl. Yo, Don Juan, you know what it is, man. You on with the streets, L Boogie and T-Row. What's going on with a pimp out there in the streets, man?
Man, what's up, L Boogie? What's up, T-Row? I see it. Sean Juan, man, from the Huff Block, man. He ripping another
Sean
pimp,
Juan
man.
From the Huff Block.
Yeah.
My bad, Sean Juan. You know, man, we be so, you know, in the clouds, man. Sometimes things get cloudy around us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, player. What's happening, though? What's happening?
I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Peyton Manning and his performance? Was it more so Seattle defense, or do you put a lot to blame on Peyton Manning and his team?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The defense showed up and showed out, man. You can't take nothing away from them Seahawks, man. They earned their way to that Super Bowl, man. They got there, and they proved themselves to be a champion, man. It's just like a heavyweight champion boxing fight, man. You put two number one contenders in the ring, man. It was the both contenders, man. They was the champions out of their NFC, AFC, man, for lack of better words, man. They was the ones that stood up, man. And Seattle, they just wanted it more, man. They was more hungry, man.
Exactly. Now let me ask you this on another note. Do you think Seattle can repeat?
You say, do I think they can repeat?
Yes.
Y'all breaking up a little bit, so it's hard for me to hear y'all. But look, it's like this. If they make it there, then they going to repeat, man. But it's hard to tell, man. It's too early in the season, man. I mean, they can,
with
you know.
With the team being the youngest team, with Seattle being one of the youngest teams in the league at 26, and Pete Carroll don't look like he's going anywhere anytime soon, you don't think they have what it takes to, you know, get back in and repeat? And if they win it next year, do you think they can become a dynasty?
Well, man, I'm going to be honest. With just a lot of competition in the NFL, man, so it's hard to say. It's easy to predict, man, but it's hard to say. It's a lot of competition. There's a lot of young players coming in the league with that same drive, that same hunger that they got. So if they stay consistent with what they did, they follow the same game plan that they used to get there this time, then I'm absolutely sure they'll do it.
Hey, is the NFC West the new division to look out for with San Fran, Arizona, and the St. Louis Rams to back up Seattle?
Most definitely. Most definitely. The NFC West will be the new division to look out for, most definitely.
That's what's up. What would you rank the Legion of Boom out of all the – in the history of all the defenses that have played in the Super Bowl or just had a great season, what would you rank the Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom defense?
Man, you got to give them number one, man. You got to give them number one. Pertaining to my quote before, man, you put two contenders, you put number one and number two in the ring,
If number two come out on top, man, it's just like in the standings, man. You take their rank. It took their rank, man, so they number one.
So you telling me that defense, the Legion of Boom, was better than Ray Lewis's 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense?
No, that ain't what I'm saying. You're asking how I rank them right now. Now, if you want to compare them to Ray Lewis's 2000 defense, then, I mean, they proved themselves, man. They hard hitters, man. They fast, man. You know, they stand up. They stopping. You know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best quarterback in the league, man. So, I mean, you got to get credit where credit is due, man. Them boys raw.
You absolutely right about that, and I'm with you. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. It's been a lot of great defenses over the years that I'd have witnessed. I would put them right up under the 85 Bears and right up under the 2000 Ravens. I mean, they right there. Them boys hit hard, but those guys back in the day, them boys was, yeah, they wasn't no such thing as, you know, getting a flag for hitting a quarterback and even
right.
Hitting a quarterback late. You could really you could pick them up and body slam, a.k.a. woo, that they got body slam, L. Boogie. Somebody got body slapped 2 minutes after the play was over. But, yeah, man, that was a great point. You know, they are it right now. And, you know,
right.
The defense takes over. I see where you're coming from on that. I understand.
But I feel you, though, because you got a great point on that. When you compare them to the 85 Bears defense, when you compare them to the 2000 Ravens defense, then they have to be number three because, you know, the Bears and the Ravens, they did it consistently. You know what I'm saying? We only seeing them for what they are right now. So they just got to show and prove a little bit more to move up in the rankings, man. But I definitely would rate them at number three, too.
Can I ask you this, Sean Wine? Can you tell the world where we can get in touch with you at, and how can we get in touch with you on the radio station? You bumping tomorrow? Wow, he hung up. We're gonna go to commercial, and when we come back, we're gonna get OG from the sports officials, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about Peyton Manning. Yeah, I'm rubbing it in. I heard Seattle. I keep telling the world about Peyton Manning. Sorry, son. My oldest, he loves Peyton Manning. You see, he didn't call in today. He was talking so much trash on Friday. I told him, you better call in Monday. This for Seattle. This what we was doing for you, baby.
If I murder that from the black, I'm calling it Red Run. All these bad hoes in my sight. I see bad hoes to my left, I see bad hoes to my right. And they like shot, 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 shot. Loco bring a box to rock. Mac gon' bring some OG and we gon' party la-di-dot. While they say he on his way, I'm Black Open and B.O.A. MMG, we in this bitch, we ballin', oh no, we don't play. We stackin' chips like Frito-Lay, flexin' on these motherfuckers. I walk in the building and I'm fresher than the motherfucker. She a star. She a star. I tell her bring it back like a DVR. DVR. Ain't nobody leave now, nah, cause we too far. I tell her my dick can't breathe and she gon' give me CPR. Fuck a rag all on my table. Bitches in the living room. They gon' ask you at the door. What you tryna get into? Only me and my niggas. Tell her bring a friend too. Bottles popping, models watching. All of them. Welcome to my
one big room full of real niggas. Bunch of bad bitches. And some chill niggas. Crib out in Bel Air. No Uncle Phil. Jigger. I don't hear niggas pony raps, yeah, I feel jigger. You little niggas do whatever, make you feel bigger. Every time I'm around y'all, something's a little fishy. I smell pussy. What's your name? Where you from? Almost done with interview. I'm into having intercourse. Is that something that interests you? Yes, no, maybe so. Baby bro, pick me up. Real house party shit. I hold up your dicky cup. With your other hand, do me a fucking favor. Put a middle finger up and say fuck the neighbors. And fuck the haters, they never invited.
They can't get on my level is private. Who fly more than me? My level is pilot. My pockets stay fat, I'm never on diet. Don't be stunting out of town when you get on. I do you like kidding with your ass when you get home, boy.
Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party.
Hey, me, what up?
Hey, Coon, no matter what's up.
Double MC shit, DP,
double L.
Hold up, this gon' be one vicious blow. Show me where this hitting for. Promise if I kill a pussy, I send you home in a ghost. And we on Joe, Burberry, my winter coat. German tell my older bitch, she call me her younger John. Chick gaming on Kelly Bun, I'm fucking with plenty bud. Got a new Lorraine, she got her a Cindy Joe. MMC, and we out, couple blunts, deep as fuck. Haters love to talk you down when bitches always speak you up. Maybach, bitch, we the winning team. How can I illustrate you drawling if you ain't with me? Ballin' like I'm in that league, flossing out your bitch don't need. Party at the LIV, y'all gon' be like this shit OD. Mansion party, yeah, they on the couches. Most of them got no conscience, I promise I keep a condom. Every Friday, new polish, shawty fly, but she modest. Double MC money speaking, bet you tired of talking.
Fuck the rock all on the table, bitches in the living room. They gon' ask you at the door.
I'ma do this one with a bottle of champagne in my hand.
See if that helps. Bottles popping, models watching all the time.
Take.
Bitch, I'm spitting on this remix like I'm Kid and Play. You know I'm getting laid like I'm Vincent Chase. I'm thinking, yeah, you should hit me up to say that shit is cray. Off the backboard playing, I enjoy the bank. Plus my people smoking on them, packing no complaints. I murder beats and get away, it's first 48. But this a house of love, homie, where the Cordy's place. 20 racks a night, that's on merchandise. I'm rolling up this killer, sipping purple Sprite. Party hard and head to Europe on an early flight. Walking across the London Bridge, that's that Fergie light. White boy, going well. Every time I do a show, it's like the Pope in town. And I call my girl Titanic, how she go down. Hope she don't drown. Bitch,
that's what the Seattle Seahawks is saying to the world. Y'all want to say big up to D-Mac, man. He in the air right now, man. He just, you know what I'm saying, sent me a tweet before he got off the ground, man. He going back to Cleveland. He said, go Seahawks. Peyton Manning, MBG, nothing but garbage. Yeah, I said it.
So disrespectful, man. That ain't
and
fair.
And when Joe Montana went up against the number one defense, what did he do? He put up 55. That's what I'm talking about. When you play the best and you're supposed to be the best, who's going to impose their will? That's why he's not great to me. But hey, who am I? I'm Giselle Boogie. You know what I mean?
He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing.
He's okay, but he's not real. Just like Jay-Z said, he's all right, but he's not real. I'm trying to tell you, he's okay.
I'm going to tell you what Cino told me out of Cali. Good old Caesar. You know what Caesar told me? Caesar told me, man, don't bet on the white quarterback unless two white quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. That's what Cino told me, man. Boy, that bumped his head on something. You know what I mean? Big ups, Russell Wilson. Second African-American quarterback to start and win a Super Bowl. God love it.
We're 2-0. For the fourth time in 5 years, the Super Bowl set a record for the most viewers on a TV event drawn. 1,105 million. Should I say the number for the tweets?
How many tweets? Because I only sent one.
Over 24.9 tweets. Was talking about the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me?
That's the media today, man. We big. You know what I'm saying? We able to say whatever we want to say. You know, and with the new technology, they ain't even go with the Glide. People doing video messages and everything. It was crazy. Big Brother Bass, we see you, baby. Get right to you in a minute. You know what I mean? I know Big Brother Bass got something to say about the Super Bowl. He going to keep it real. But that's how it goes down in the street.
I keep trying to tell people once again, I'm going to repeat it. Look at their faces. You saw slow motion. Did you see Peyton Manning's face every time he got hit? It was like, ew. His face, he was like, ah! You can tell he was making noise. And you know it's in the streets. We in Phoenix. It's another street sweep, you know what I mean, on the side. The Phoenix Suns, they looking for options to try to get the Lakers' Paul Gasol in the trade. Also to the streets, Andrew Bynum. He been signed with the Pacers. So guess what? We just going to have him so you can't get him. Is it good or bad? What was the move? For me, it was okay because you just made sure nobody else got him. That was a street move right there. You put him on the payroll just to make sure he don't go get with the enemy. That was gangster.
Yeah, they pulled some L.A. Lakers stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? And on the flip side of that, it's more for Andrew Bynum. You know, as far as which team could be more of a team that could actually win a ring in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? That extra cash don't hurt when you make it to the NBA Finals. So, you know, big ups to both sides, Indiana Pacers and Andrew Bynum. Well, for Andrew Bynum's agent. Andrew Bynum, don't go Hollywood in Indiana. They'll cut you in Indiana. I'm surprised you didn't get cut in Cleveland. They let you escape with one. So don't get cut in Indiana. The Midwest base, boy, they'll get you. So don't be too Hollywood, Pippin. You know what I mean? Hell, Boogie, you ready to go, you know, get with the OG, man? Let's bring the OG scorekeeper here, man. We've been holding on him too long, man. I know he definitely got something to say about the Super Bowl last night. OG scorekeeper, man, you know what time it is, man. And we did click, clack, click, clack. Time to bring in OG scorekeeper from the sports officials, man. Happy birthday to the sports officials, 1 year old. Man, my bad yesterday, man. Had family emergency jumping off and had to tend to other things. By the time I got back to you, it was off the air. So happy birthday to the sports officials straight from the streets, man. How's everything going this evening, OG?
Oh, man, having no. Praise the Lord, baby. You know what I'm saying? What's up, L Boogie? What's up, T-Row? It's cool, T-Row. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was something. You know, it had to be something. So, you know, we take it in stride. We all a family. You know what I'm saying? So we take it in stride. I'll see you next week.
No question. Let me ask you this, OG. As you was keeping score, what do you think about the game yesterday? Evaluate that for me. What's your take on that?
Man, I had to... I had to steal some of your words, you know what I'm saying? That some of your famous words. Look at their faces. I had to steal your words, man, because them Denver cats, they just got beat up. They got bullied, you know what I'm saying? They came out and they got bullied, okay? So everybody, it was all good just a week ago. You know, everybody is coming to pay the defense and this and that, but everything was all good just a week ago. You know, but and then if we can go back in the archives of you guys' show, when we talked about all this at the, like, the beginning of the season, we was talking about Peyton and things like that. Man, we already said it. He is who we thought he was. He's the best regular season quarterback ever. Postseason, man, his booty hole gets tight. You see what I'm saying? Just like y'all said. And then to switch gears, and Seattle did what they did, man. They came, they put their foot on their throat, and they didn't let them cats up. They didn't give them cats a chance to breathe. They didn't give them a chance to think. Nothing. The game plan that Seattle had, it involved everybody. It involved special teams and everybody, man. They said, we're going to make sure that we keep the ball away from this guy, keep him off the field, try to take the ball from these guys every chance we get. And they had everybody involved. I'm talking about everybody on Seattle's team was involved with them winning that game yesterday. And they put their feet on their throat. And then to switch to that old Andrew Bynum and that Bynum move, yeah, that was a street move. That was a street move all the way. But, man, listen, though, Boogie. Them cats in Indiana, they said with Reggie Miller at the beginning of the year, before they got anybody, and they said that they was going to beat Miami. You see what I'm saying? So they shouldn't have had to go get Bynum and make no move like that. They should have let Miami get Bynum. The best beat the best. Remember, let them get Bynum. We still going to house him. So to me, it was a three move and everything, but whose side is Andrew Bynum really on? Yeah, you took him from the enemy and all that, but he still could be on the enemy side. He still could be working for the enemy. You know what I'm saying? He still could be working for the enemy. You know, so you should have, you know, let the cat go to Miami and beat them cats just like y'all said from the jump. Y'all said from the jump that y'all was going to beat them cats, and y'all could have beat them last year, you said. So go on and let your nuts hang and do what you said you was going to do.
Do the Sam Cassell, OG.
You say what?
Do the Sam Cassell, hold your joints, you know, do his dance. That's what you got to do.
I didn't hear you. Say that again, Boogie. You've been breaking up.
I said, that's what you got to do. You got to hold your, sacks like Sam Cassell.
You got to hold it like Sam Cassell. You know that. Let your nuts hang. And then just keep it moving from there. Cause that's what you said. That's what you said. That's what you guys said. You said, and you know, you said you was going to beat them cats. You shouldn't have to go get Bynum. Bynum might come and disrupt everything. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Right.
So, and then that Syracuse Duke game,
yeah.
Oh, man, that was one of the best games. Man, that was a cold game there. That was a good game just as far as all the way down to the wire and overtime. And them guys falling out. And then just the resilience of Jabari Parker, even after he fouled out, man. I've never seen a guy, he still just had so much resilience, man, and was helping his team, you know what I'm saying, trying to wield them to a victory, man. And when you were saying, you guys were talking about who was going to lose first between Syracuse and Wichita State, I think I have to go with Syracuse also just because of that ACC, man. They got to play in that ACC. They got to play Duke again at Cameron, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they got to go through that. Hey, Virginia is looking good over there. Don't sleep on Virginia either, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they got to go through that. Even though the ACC is not like how it was, they got to go through that ACC.
But at the same time, they're dominating the ACC, and that 2-3 zone seems to be the key. And they look like a team that know how to win when games get close. I mean, yeah, Wichita State don't have such a hard schedule, but
right.
I don't know, man. Syracuse is pretty rounded in their position, man.
Oh, they,
you know,
tough. They tough. They're tough,
yeah.
G-Ro. You right, man. They're tough. They're tall. They're big. Everything. Oh, man, they raw. That 2-3 zone. You know, I was watching it and just, you know, just trying to imitate it in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that 2-3 zone, man, is something that you've never seen before. You know what I'm saying? How they extend it and the way they play it and everything. It's something that you've never seen. So, they're tough, man. They're tough. You're right. They're tough. But I just think Wichita State is like, who are they playing against? You know, I'm not saying that the guys they're not playing against is not tough competition, but, you know, Wichita State, they might cruise a little bit.
Right. I feel you on that. Now, I didn't get to ask you this last week, but were there any NBA snubs for the All-Star game that's coming up in 2 weeks?
That I think of? The only guy I really think that got snubbed is Lance Stephenson. You know what I'm saying? I think they snubbed him, man.
That?
I think because, like you guys were saying, like he's leading the league in triple-doubles, first and foremost, And then just coming from him improving last year and seeing that he's even improving even more, you know what I'm saying? You got to go with that guy. And then they're on the best team in the league. They're
right,
on the best
right.
team in the league, and they're beating these teams, these Miamis and things like that. They're hands down beating these guys. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go with I think Lance Stevenson. I think they snubbed my boy, man.
That's what's up. Street question of the night, OG. The Legion of Boom. Out of all the defense in the history of the NFL, what are they ranked in your opinion?
Man, you know, it's eras, it's different eras and everything. They kind of remind me of that Baltimore defense in 2000. So I think they rank up there. You got to rank them up there, man, because all those guys are young, man. It's like they swarm the ball. They all play together. When one guy get hurt, another guy come in, and you don't even remember the guy that went out. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They all then bought in to whatever Pete Carroll was selling out there, man. Man, they done bought into it. So you got to put them guys up there, man. You got to put them in the top three.
Right. That's what's up. I hope Andrew Bynum does play a good part up there in Indiana. Man, I hope he don't play the villain. He can't bring the Hollywood to Indiana, man. He got to keep it cool in Indiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before we let you go, let me ask you this. You know, it's Black History Month, man. Russell Wilson was a guy that actually got the job done yesterday. And is there anybody during this Black History Month that gives you inspiration or motivation to do what you do every day?
Man, all of us, man. What do you mean? It's like, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior, but just for, you know, like I said before, man, until you understand white supremacy, everything else will just confuse you out here. You know, it's so much, so many contributions, so many things, so much stuff we done created or founded and just everything, man. You know, how is it only broke down into a month? You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like it's enough time just to go with us being who we are, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a question for you guys, you know what I'm saying? When is White History Month?
Yeah, there you go, question. Hey, you know, we seem to be celebrating all other holidays other than February, you know what I mean? So 11 months out of 12.
So, you know, we do more than just for a month. So, you know, big ups to everybody, all of us, everybody that's doing something, everybody that's overcoming these obstacles that's being thrown at us because we're victims, for one, you know. So to all of us that's overcoming, persevering, you know what I'm saying, and making it through, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I'm saying, got to give it to the chosen, baby, all of us.
No question. We make up Black History Month because we got to keep it going, so we part of history as well.
Right. We the ones, baby. So all of us, man. Love y'all, man. Love you all. You know what I'm saying? Boo Meek, T-Ro, you know what it is.
No doubt.
Already. That's the OG, man. Scorekeeper, man. Sports official. Turned 1 year old yesterday, man. Happy birthday to the sports official, T. Nick, Nilly Neil, OG the scorekeeper, and always on assignment, good old Mitch. You know what I'm saying? Mitch and G-Wells be on that road. I know they frequent flyer miles got to be packed, man. We got to take us a trip, go down to the island or something. You know what I'm saying? It's in live commercials about that good island there, boy. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick commercial, man, when we come back, man. You know what time it is, man. We're going to definitely, you know, recap the show, give up some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, before we get out of here, man. And definitely, man, shout-out to everybody checking us out on the web tonight, you know what I'm saying? Got a homie at the park, man. Slim, I see you, man. I got your text, man. Appreciate you checking us out on the web. Hope you can, you know, get a CD to us. We can download something, put you guys on the air. You know him and his partners got some music thing jumping off. You know how we do in the entertainment business. You know? Yeah, buddy. quick commercial. When we come back, you know what it is, man. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Pick up to L Boogie. L Boogie, your squad got down again. Boy, that legacy squad, boy, the boys on. Coach J, Coach P, Coach D, you know what I'm saying? That Danny Patrick and Coach J Mad, you know what I'm saying? L Boogie, y'all got down this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We getting better and better, baby. We going to come back, give our shout-outs, and talk a little bit more Black history before we sign off, man. Oh, Russell Wilson, good job. We 2-0 in the big game. Statement. Streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh!
I'm all about to get your mind right. Been making money since before I was in the limelight. Rhyme right? Bitch, what's up? Top down, but I feel like getting fucked up. I get high, but the bass low. A real nigga, what your woman wanna say for? When you shake it for a baller, better shake it right.
Cause it's about to be a hell of a night.
It's about to be a hell of a night. Getting they drink out. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke out. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cards stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight.
Well, it's about to be a hell of a night.
It's about to be a hell of a night. Trouble to get into. Tell your girlfriend, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Or as Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite?
Well, it's about to be a hell of a night.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
Seattle, it's about to be a hell of a night.
I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
The streets, baby. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Giving it to you from a street perspective, man. We the UGK of the sports talk world. We hot. You better follow us. Man, we got one more caller before we get out of here. Yo, Blast, what's the deal, big homie? How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm a new person today, man. Seattle, I want to publicly apologize. I'm going to publicly apologize to Seattle. I am a Seahawk fan. Them motherfuckers, if I may cuss, they put their hands on Denver. Listen, let me tell you what happened on the first play. It was actually supposed to have been 6-0. What they did, when Peyton got to the line, he looked at the line, and every one of them brothers back there said, yeah, that ass is mine. And he said, he caught an audible, and he... Let me tell you, eyes wide open. For the rest of the game, he could not, man, he couldn't blink. They was on him the whole game, brother. Big ups to Seattle. They showed me that the defense do win championships.
Yeah, I'm right along with you, big brother Bass. They showed me the same thing last night, and to hold Peyton Manning for 45 minutes with 0 points, I wouldn't have ever thought that I would see the day. You know what I mean? Especially after doing what he did in the regular season and in the playoffs up until the Super Bowl. But it is what it is, and I'm like you. I say, man, I bow down to the Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom. I thought they could be toyed with, but they brought their best and they A-game at the right time. Now, let me ask you this. Warren Sapp then apologized to Michael Strahan, the new Hall of Famer that's going in. What were your thoughts about Warren Sapp saying what he said about Michael Strahan before he got inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Somebody had said my man was getting down, so he might have been off something, you know what I mean? You never know. One too many drinks and just caught up in the conversation and saying he just blurted out something because Strahan cold. You know what I mean? Hell, he on Good Morning America every day. They don't allow too many brothers to get that spot unless you cold. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. Anything could have been happening when they got that information out of Warren Sapp. But I'm glad he apologized because, hell, they both got rings, so I wouldn't even understand why he would even say something like that from the beginning. But you never know what situation and circumstances that was for him to run his mouth like that. Oh!
Okay. Hey, with the Legion of Boom doing what they did last night, where would you rank the Legion of Boom defense amongst all the great defenses that you've seen over the time?
I agree with what the brother said about that Ray Lewis squad. A lot of quickness, just straight up guts, tenacity, you know, very tenacious. Yeah, the new wave, man, is in. Running quarterbacks, brothers is getting out of the pocket, making things happen, man. They ain't sitting up in the pocket taking licks. So as far as the defense, that Baltimore Ravens, I see them doing that Baltimore Raven thing.
That's what's up. We couldn't cut short for time. I got one last question for you before we have to let you go. Big Brother Bass, what's your thoughts about Andrew Bynum signing with the Indiana Pacers?
I'm sticking to my word on Bynum, man. It's just I don't see him in the gym just hooping against everybody. So I don't see him being effective wherever he go. He can go to the Pistons or the Bobcats. I don't feel buying him like that. You know what I'm saying? Good. I'm glad he in the league. Get your bread up. But far as on the hoop court, if we was at the rec, I'm not picking buying him. I'm telling you, not me. You know, it's just he just weird to me. But get your money up and do it. You know what I mean? No hate at all over here. But yeah. But one thing I'm telling you, that Duke and Syracuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some questionable calls, and I got Duke in the Final Four for sure. He got weapons on the bench that he ain't even showing he ain't showing everybody all his weapons. Watch
Uh-oh.
Duke.
Uh-oh.
Well,
that's because
they got a guy on the bench. They got a guy that they played, Trent, the Saturday. I hadn't even seen him until that game. He came in and was producing. Yeah. Because Jefferson, I think, was the cat that fouled out, and then Parker fouled out, too. Jefferson had foul trouble. Parker fouled. Parker cold, man. There's going to be some trouble next in a couple of weeks. We about to see people if they can really throw down in a couple of weeks. One love, man.
You already know it. So there you have it. That's Big Brother Bass. Big Brother Bass, you know we'll holler at you on Friday, man. It's like we got to cut you. We got to get out of here.
No doubt.
The land is looking at us crazy. Much love to Big
Brother
Bass. Uh-oh.
What?
Say it again, Big Brother Bass. What'd you say? Big Brother Bass. Oh, he hung up. Well, before we get out of here, Boogie, I want to say, man, you know, man, Super Bowl wasn't what I thought it was, but big up to Bruno Mars bringing the heat, you know what I'm saying, during halftime, man. And much love to studio guest Bluesy. And say, man, to the fam. Legacy squad, let's get it. Let's build off this. You know what I mean? We out here. Jewel's the G, T. Rowe, L. Boogie. What you got to say, man?
You was winning. I got my back to the wall. Can't I handle my business? And I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for pennies. See, my focus was M.
Hello. I also want to give a big up
to everybody that's listening in. OG, the sports officials, man, happy birthday. Man, D-Wig, Pretty Face, Steph, the youngin. Man, I just want to give everybody legacy. See you at practice, youngins. Do we the streets? We'll see you Friday. They put us back in the cell. We got to go.
These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Until that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it, you say you real. You say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out. Everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh? These haters can't hold me back. 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 These haters can't hold me back.